Hey, kitty girls. Can you smell the charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent of
Mikkel Paige Brooks all the way from Atlanta, Georgia?
Then Shantae, you stay. Coming up on UCR, MPB spills the tea on her life, upcoming appearances, and of course, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Want to hear what she has to say? Then don't sashay away.
Hey, out there in UCR land, we have a super special show today. Can you feel something special coming in the air? Because I certainly can. It is the notorious MPFAG. That's right. Nicole Paige Brooks from Atlanta, Georgia is in the house with us today. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Hi, how are y'all doing? Welcome to my she shed.
Ooh, it's very busy in there. We've got hair, we've got green screens, and we've got a British unicorn. On.
Yes. That's for my UK tour later this year, December.
Ooh. How's COVID affected you right now, Nicole, like in Atlanta?
We're opening back up, thank God. You know, I just got back from being out in LA, and I'm excited to be touring again.
It was your birthday recently, too. Correct?
All I can see is me. Do I have to do something so I can see y'all?
No, it's fine. We're just looking at your beautiful face.
Why am I just staring at me? Okay.
We're taking in the unicorn, girl. We're taking in the unicorn.
That's Miss Unicorn Pussy.
I'm allowed to
say whatever I want, right? This is uncensored?
Yeah.
Y'all ain't gonna bleep my fucking ass out, are you?
The fuck we do. We don't give a fuck up in here.
Okay, good.
So did we do anything special for the birthday this year, Nicole?
I had a camp out slumber party in the middle of some monsoon. I had about probably like 20 people here in and out throughout the day. Like some people stayed the night, some people brought tents, some people just came for brunch, some people came for dinner, some people, yeah. And then I had a show that Sunday. Yeah. It was a pretty busy weekend. We had fun. I turned 48. This is what 48 looks like.
Shut the fuck up.
Looking good. Look, actually, we need a close up of 48. There we go. Look. Work the camera. Work the camera.
No work.
You know, I didn't believe the bitch was 48, but I'm like, well, if she started drag, I wrote this down. February 22nd, 1995, in Oklahoma.
It was a dare. It was like for a little pageant for people who've never done drag before called Studs to Stars. And whoever raised the most money for HIV charity that evening won. And then I won that. So then I just avalanched it to me doing all the charity events in Oklahoma. And then when I moved to Memphis, I didn't do drag at all. I just like played in makeup. And then from Memphis, I moved to Atlanta. And then I was like ready to go. So I performed at the Metro. And then I performed at Backstreet. And I was added cast at Backstreet. And then the rest is kind of history. Yeah, we moved here in 95, and I started doing drag, I think, in 90. No, we moved here in 97, and then I think I started performing in 99. Well, in Oklahoma, I didn't know how to do anything. It was like my friends always did my makeup and my hair and everything like that, but then by the time I got to Atlanta, I had all this time to practice in a trailer in Mississippi, you know, so I was just like, I just needed kind of like the little Shauna Brooks touch is what I call it. It's whenever Shauna kind of took me on as her, you know, protege or daughter. So, And then, yeah, it really wasn't a career path at all for me. It was just like, I became single and my friend from Oklahoma came to visit me and he's like, you got to do this, do drag while I'm in town. So I did a amateur night and then, a DJ, Bill Bordeaux, my roommate at that time, Damon, carried a picture of Nicole in his wallet. And a DJ at Blake's was like, does he do drag? Because I guess my eyebrows were like McDonald arches, you know? So, and then he showed me a picture and he said I should come do the show on Wednesday at Backstreet. And then they added me to cast on that. And that was kind of the goal, to be a Backstreet girl when you moved to Atlanta, because it was that 24-hour bar with Charlie Brown's Cabaret. You got Shauna Brooks, Raven, Lily White, who we just had her more recently. Lauren LeMasters, Heather Daniels, Lena Lust, you know, those were my mentors and my teachers when I first landed here in Atlanta. So I was just like, yeah.
Raven.
No, not Raven from the show.
Oh, I was like, bitch, I thought you ain't like that one.
No, we're fine now. She was just great, made great television, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, she just doesn't know what a good pedicure is. She'd never seen one before.
Work.
Those were just pretty feet. She just wasn't used to seeing pretty feet, girl.
Now, Nicole, you grew up in Germany, didn't you? Your father was in the military. You grew up in Germany. What was it like that whole, you know, growing up in a foreign country, really, and then coming back to the States?
Well, my parents were divorced, so I was like a holiday child. So I came back and forth constantly to the States. So, but you know, we were just like in a little bubble, basically, except like the last 3 years, I think from 14 to 16, maybe we were living like in a little village. I mean, I really liked it. It was really clean. No, I liked it. The you know, old lady street, sweeping the streets, you know, it's cool to be around another culture, but now, you know, you don't appreciate it as a child. Now I like to go back. You know, I got proposed to in Paris at Versailles and things like that, you know. So making adult memories is a lot more fun than being dragged around as a child to see castles, you know. Because you don't appreciate it as a child. You're like, oh, there's a fucking castle. Who gives a fuck about this, you know? You don't really care.
Right.
Yeah. You've seen one castle, you've seen them all when you're a child. You know what I mean? It's like, and every village has, like, a town festival, like how we have 4th of July. Each town has like a 4th of July so you're always going to some sort of town, something. Yeah. I mean, it was cool. It was nice. I mean, I had a cool, but it's still in the moment. I didn't appreciate it as much as I do now, you know?
Yeah.
But like now I'm like, let's go to Buckingham. Now I'm like, let's go to Buckingham Palace. I would appreciate that shit now. But you know, when you're a kid, you're just like, what are we doing here? You know, you don't get it. I mean, it didn't steal in me. I mean, a huge fan of the monarchy and all that kind of stuff. I love all that kind of stuff. I'm on it.
Do you love all that new drama that they've got going on now? You know, the Oprah interview and.
Oh yeah, I think it's fabulous. She's the first one to get into the monarch like that. The first biracial person to get in there, girl. That's the whole thing. She broke in. She's divorced. She got all kinds of strikes against her. She's still. He was like, I don't care. I'm marrying this woman, honey. But that's something he gets from his mama. You know what I mean? So.
Oh yeah, show everyone the fancy nail. Show everyone the fancy nails.
I did fucking nails last night. I can't get this one little piece off, and it's driving me fucking nuts. So if you hear this clicking, it's me trying to fucking get this nail off. Sorry. I'll try to refrain from this.
Don't be sorry.
Bye, man.
Don't be sorry.
Okay, what are we doing? You said there's people what?
We're going to jump into it because people are always going to ask you about Drag Race because, yes. You know, hello.
Hello. So, nobody ever asked me about my episode of Cops, but they always ask about RuPaul's Drag Race.
I'm sorry. Time to fuck out. Back up. Did you just say Cops?
Yes.
Oh, it's, no.
You know, everybody's innocent. Everybody's innocent until proven.
I don't know about RuPaul's Drag Race right now. I don't know about Cops. That I didn't know. Bitch.
No, I'm just kidding. There were no cameras there. You know about that.
You just got me so excited to go on YouTube,
girl,
and go find those.
Well, I'm just saying, don't dress like a prostitute on Ponce de Leon here in Atlanta. They don't like
allegedly. Allegedly.
Right. Okay, RuPaul's. I was on season 2 of Drag Race. I forget when it aired. Like 11 years ago now?
Yeah.
2010.
Now look, I did a bit of a rewatch of your episodes because I was like, it's been a hot minute. And you do not realize how much the show has changed. Da da da, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, wow, that's huge.
It is huge.
That's about as
Make sure that it's not on screen because. That motherfucker will get us for copyright. Don't let that show up.
true. So tell us your journey to the show, Nicole, because you were voted in quite popularly, right?
Yes. Season 1 was, you know, online audition voted up by the da da da. And I didn't know what we were signing up for season 1. My friend Armand lived right behind his restaurant here, a little gay restaurant everybody went to, Joe's on Juniper. And he was like, oh, where are you at? And I'm like, I'm up here. He's like, RuPaul's doing some contest. Should you come sign up? I've already pulled the pictures we're going to use and da da da. He was kind of like a party promoter here and like a big pusher of my career when I was here in Atlanta and hiring of events. But he was like, you got to sign up for this RuPaul thing. I'm like, okay, I'll come over after a couple cocktails and, you know, have my third mimosa or whatever. So we went over there and we signed up. And then Atlanta voted me up to the top. I was like in the top 5 within a week. And I was like, what is going on? But unbeknownst to me, there's something called cookies that you refresh. And they were refreshing the house down, I guess. Everybody I knew was like, you can just kush and vote like 100 times in one day. La, la, la. I was like, oh, y'all keep on doing it. So apparently that's the reason there's no longer online voting.
But looking back, are you glad?
By the way, I was very stupid about that. No, I think I would have done fine on season one. it was cool to be able to see it, but then also it was delusional to think it was going to be the same. You know what I mean? Right. So,
yeah.
But after ours, it really changed, you know, because on
exactly.
Our season,
you guys,
said
it.
It was
there were so many things that we changed. There was like no entry, when you come in. There was no taglines when you walked in the door. I think Pandora Box was the first person to walk in and say, hey, somebody ordered a fake lady or something like that. Or who ordered a hooker or something like that. Pandora, I think, was the first person who made some sort of announcement, right? Because they didn't do that on season one, did they? I walked in like an idiot with my luggage wandering around. Like, where do I do? What do we do? Because, you know, you're just so traumatized by those cameras. Well, I was. Because my son was going into school right after when that was airing. Like, he was going to be starting school. So I was like, everything out of my mouth, my child is going to have to deal with. You know what I mean? For his duration of education. You know what I mean? So, and also I hadn't told my brother and my family I was on the show. So I was just like, my brother has young nephews and nieces, you know. And I'm very... You know, in an uncensored environment, a 21 and up at the club, I'm very little. So people that knew me, that saw me on the show, were like, who was that person? I was like, that was a very... And I also didn't want to be some screaming queen on the show. My point was to show a Southern personality who's professional. You know what I'm saying? Who wants somebody arguing over two pieces of biscuit? Not me, girl. I'm not... You know what I'm saying? That's just not hireable to me. You know
you
what I mean?
You went from Chicago, girl.
No, and she wasn't either. She lived. She's from Houston. Yeah, you know, Lady Couture Red, who passed away, that did the Hey Queen show.
Yes,
girl, they gave her a whole chicken at the beginning of the show, and I was like, I thought it was a full on joke. They brought in a whole chicken, bloop, propped it right in her station, and she was just sitting. I was like, is that really just for her? And they're like, yeah, you better leave her alone with her chicken. I was like. Girl, they were like, "What would you like to drink?" And they were like, "What would you like to drink?" And I was like, "Vodka." And that's literally what was in that mug. If you watch the three episodes of it's because they got me so filthy because I was literally just kikiing and taking swigs of vodka the whole time. So by the time of that end of the interview, I was saying the most ridiculous thing. But anyway, sorry. Yeah, rest in peace, Lady Couture. But what was that about?
What were we talking about? RuPaul's Drag Race.
What?
Yeah, when you first walked into RuPaul's Drag Race.
Didn't I change the subject? Did I change the subject?
That's all right.
You did change the subject.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's okay.
So, anyway, I almost got on season one. I almost got on season one. And the what I tell the girls that are auditioning is like, how you know is they send you for a psych evaluation. That's like the last step. So, because they're not going to pay for a psych evaluation if they don't really want you. You know what I mean? So, they'll interview you over the phone 100 times. They probably do a lot of Skype interviews now, a lot of video interviews now, but we didn't do that. Yeah.
Definitely.
Back in my day, we didn't do the Skype. Is it called Skype? Why are you laughing at me, Jeffrey?
Because I'm just like, they did a psych eval?
Yeah, girl, because you got to make sure these bitches ain't going to jump off a cliff when they get home, when they lose. Girl, it takes a lot to be standing up there for 6 hours while they tell you look like shit, girl. That's not sickening.
No.
You're like, exactly. Oh, really? I put my dick away so you can read me about it all day long? I don't think so, bitch. Send me home.
What was that one fuck? He wasn't very nice to you. What was the designer?
Santino.
Yeah, him. He had some
Santana. Yeah. Girl, I don't know. You don't hear anything they're saying because you are in pain and hungry.
Yeah.
All you're thinking about is, can I take these fucking shoes off? Yes, whatever you say, let's go with that so we can get the fuck on.
I feel that.
Bus. That's all. It's like, they're trying to terrorize you. You know what I mean? They're trying to make you break. They give you liquor and a bag of chips, and they got you there. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. they want you in drag getting on the bus at 5 o'clock in the morning, which means you got to get up at 3. You know what I mean? Which means you can't sleep because they get you back to the thing at 11. And then you got to decompress until about 2:30. And then you got to be up at 3. The thing is, they're trying to wear you out. But now the girls know the name of the game. So, like, I hear these girls go to All Stars and, like, just demand the craziest stuff. I'm just like, I can't wait for All Stars. I'm like,
we're going to talk about All Stars later.
I need me an arugula salad with goat cheese and some lemon on the side. I'm like, I'm going to be. No, y'all ain't gonna bring me no Otelio Loco every fucking day. Fuck that. No, ma'am.
So, Nicole, on Hey Queen, you notoriously said that Drag Race is no fun, and this is what we're just talking about now. No. The queens that are going on there these days, they know the game, as you said. They go in there with a catchphrase and a single ready to drop.
T-shirts already made on their hats and all that merchandise. They got merch before they even get on the show. But the thing is, we went on the show, everybody on the season 2, we were working 5 nights a week, except Shangela. When she walked in, I was like, who is this bitch? Shangela walked in with Mac, you know, the sheets, Mac sheets with face paints on it, with instructions, girl, and was posting that up next to her when she got ready. And I was like, what? I've been doing drag for 20 years, and this whore is doing paint by number instructions from Mac. From some Mac person. What is she doing here? And she took that motherfucking piece of coin and ran all the way to the bank with it.
She that bitch has always done something.
Yeah. The thing is, I came home and became a dad. You know what I'm saying? And I was already working 5 nights a week. So I came back to my regular career and being a father. You know, I didn't jump on this RuPaul bandwagon. I didn't start touring. I didn't go to the first drag con. I was like, let them do the first one. Let me see how it goes. You know what I mean? They didn't want me at the first drag race. So I'll go to the second season of drag con. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, it took me, I didn't do the cruise. There was all kinds of stuff that they were like trying to get all the girls to do. And I was like, I'm not doing none of that. I have a child. You know what I mean? So I came home and became a stay-at-home dad again, you know, and just worked at night like I always had. And I just went back to my normal life. You know, but so I didn't really I don't think I took advantage of the roller coaster that I probably should have. But at the same time, I had no really intention of being anywhere else but at home with Lucas. You know what I mean?
Did your bookings though, after the show aired, season 2 aired, did you find then you were quite in high demand even locally, like just for different projects you normally wouldn't do?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, locally, it wasn't a big deal locally. They were like, there's Nicole. They were mad that I wasn't this heathen cursing queen on the show. You know what I mean? They're like, why weren't you cursing them bitches out? I was like, I'm not going to go on TV and cuss everybody out. I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? But now, my son's 6'4", you know, and he's 15 years old and wears size 14 shoes. So y'all can have a nice day saying something to him. You know what I mean? I'm not really worried about it. You know, and also he's not interested in any of this. He's not interested in none of this. He can't be bothered. He don't like me talking about him. He doesn't want to take no pictures. You know what I'm saying? He already feels overexposed, and I don't like to expose him any more than he wants to be at this age. And he's able enough to decide if he wants to be in a picture or not. Right. You know what I mean? So, and I can tell by his actions that he don't even really want me to discuss his ass. To be honest. So I try to keep it down to a minimum and only talk about things, you know, that have already transpired, that people are well aware of, you know. So.
Well, that's the thing, because
you have to brag and say he's a straight-A student and shit like that, though, right?
Yeah.
You can't not say stuff like that. Sorry.
You've got to be a proud parent.
Yeah, you know, but beyond that, I'm not – that's it.
Well, good for you. I think it's amazing that you chose to go home and be a dad and kind of go back to your normal life. I think it's a really tough thing when you have that moment and you're like right there and you can go and run with it, or you can go take care of business.
The thing was, this has always been a business to me. I've always, the only reason, you know, before I just quit my day job in 2000, I was like calling my mom and she's like, you know, I was assistant manager of Rich's, or Macy's, you know what I mean? So, it was like, I have this career path that I could be, you know, running a major retail corporation. You know, that was my path, you know, district manager, or, you know, that was my path. And I could have easily done that, but then Nicole just avalanched. You know, I just started saying yes to things, and she just took over my life where I was like, okay, I can go to work every day with eyeliner on and exhausted and give half-assed, da, da, da. But, you know, but I was still doing such a good job, they didn't want to let me go. But I just slowly just, you know, eased out of the day job kind of thing. I kind of have a running joke now where I don't want to, don't talk to me about day jobs. You know, I don't want to hear about that shit. You know, because I feel like, you know, Brian has been a kept, I've been, you know, a kept man for a very long time. Nicole has paid all my bills. Well, I've, you know, he's been able to live lack of leisure, and Nicole does all the work, you know. So, you know, Brian does the costumes, the hair, and the scheduling. Nicole does all the work, you know. So it's given me a nice life. And RuPaul made my life easier to where I can pretty much call anywhere and say, hey, I want to come visit this town, or I want to come work here, and I don't have to introduce myself or send a video. You know what I mean? They know who it is. I'm like, this is Nicole from Atlanta, Georgia. And they're like, what? you know, so, I mean, that's nice. But, and now that I have a partner that likes to travel, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah. You know? It's tough when you're with somebody that doesn't want to travel, or they can't.
Well, I didn't want to travel because my life was here. I loved everything about being here, you know, and, you know, I was so petrified on the show that everything was going to be in shambles when I came home, because I ran everything. You know, I took, you know, I had Lucas every day, all day, until I went on that show. I'd never been away from him. So I was like panic attacks at night, waking up every hour on the hour. But then I came home, everybody was fucking fine. Nothing was on fire. Nobody died, you know. So, but then I didn't ever want to leave, you know. There was no reason. I didn't want to go. So
you could see that in your elimination. Though you were like, I'm ready to go home. Like you were
whenever,
happy.
Whenever I even thought I was in the bottom, I was like, how soon do I get my phone? They're like, Nicole, stop saying that. I'm like, when do I get my phone? Do I get my phone right now? As soon as they say hit it, I get my phone, I can call home and check on my child. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, that was my issues. You know, it was, and I'm not a competitive person. You know, I'm a more helpful person. But also now I know the name of the game. You know, so I would just, I think I could still go, I want to go on All Stars. It's only me and Mystique who haven't been on there in some way, shape, or form. They've just had Jessica as a lip sync assassin, so surely she can't come back as a contestant next season. But who knows? So they do all kinds of dumb shit. I mean, they do all kinds of amazing things with their scheduling and editing and producing and their casting.
And so can we.
Yeah. No, I mean,
that's the thing we miss about Drag Race too, is that your season, these earlier seasons, we saw the queens having to do these photo shoots and make costume. I can't remember the last time that they did a photo shoot on the show. I can't remember the last time they had to make a costume from scratch. Like, it's all
pre-purchased. It's one of those like fast run things where they're like all running around the dressing room. You got 20 minutes to get ready. Da, da, da. You know, that's then they do like a photo shoot, you know, hooker drag or something. I don't know what it is. But the thing is, my intention of going on the show was, what were you about to say, Jeffrey?
So you still watch the show?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's my legacy. I'm the number 10 queen to ever walk in that room.
And the first in season two, come on.
Yeah, and the first queen from Atlanta. You know, I've got a lot of things that, you know, that, I mean, that's part of my legacy, you know.
I think season two is my favorite. I felt like that was a little more entertaining than season one.
You said season two is a little bit more entertaining than season one.
Pandora.
And the thing was, I was a fan of Pandora before the show. I was like, that was when YouTube shit was popular, and I was like watching Pandora interview herself, and you know, I was like, she was always doing crazy stuff on her YouTube channel. That was, you know, so, and I already knew Morgan McMichaels and Raven because I had when Phoenix and Megan had moved out to LA and were working with them, and you know, so I knew the Dream Girls and all that. So in some aspects, I think my career would have taken the same path because I already had the connections out in L.A. So my traveling later on as Lucas became more, you know, where I don't have to worry so much. Just going like international, like having a UK tour, that probably wouldn't have happened without the show. You know what I mean? But right. There's no telling because of the internet right now. Not that I have as nearly followers as half these other queens do, but, you know, anything's, who knows? But, I mean, I'm forever grateful for the show. I think it's, you know, it's outrageous that I was, you know, one of the first queens on this kind of television show where we changed drag from a fetish to a career path. You know, RuPaul changed us from sexual deviants to artists, you know, and that's the part of the journey that I want, that I'm very proud of. That's why it's part of my legacy. Definitely, we change what drag is, you know what I mean? And yeah,
it's definitely mainstream drag, hasn't it? And it made it palatable to the masses, because before that, you know, even within the gay community, you were sort of an other to even other gay men, because you were a queen. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, it's cool. You know, it's become
everybody gets to sit at home and be like, oh my God, I've always wanted to see this. And they get to understand it as an art form and not, a lot of transgender women that are involved in drag. And transgender men that are involved in drag, or, you know, non-binary and gender fluid people now. But all these different things, but you also, it's not really about a sexuality as much as it is about an artistic expression. And I think now the mainstream culture gets to realize that, you know, I'm not some sex toy, I'm an artist, you know. I get to decide what I look like every single time I get dressed, you know what I mean? I get to perpetuate anything I want, you know, and that's my creative outlet. It's not that I want to be a woman, it's that I just don't want to open doors or pay bills.
Right.
So did I answer that question? I don't know what the question was anymore.
Okay. You want to play a little bit of a game?
Oh yes, absolutely. Do I win something?
You are the winner.
Yes, I'll send you.
You win at life.
I don't want one of those fucking, just because I did it, I won. I want to fucking win. I want to beat y'all at something.
I'm gonna send you an autographed Sleep Mantra album from Katie Underwood, from Australia's pop star. No, she's on our show as well.
Okay, yeah. I would love something from Roseanne if you have it, but I'll take.
I do. You want to? I have a coffee mug from when Roseanne ran for president, Roseanne Barr, 2012. It was during all that.
I'll give you my address as soon as we hang up from here.
Okay. Listen.
She loves that.
It was the craziest shit. We're in this bitch's studio, right? And we're like filming our shit. And then Jake's got her. She's like smoking pot, talking about how she'd be the most amazing president ever. And I'm like, Jake, this is like, nobody's going to buy this shit.
This is amazing. My God.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I need to have a mug collection.
What the hell were you thinking?
All right.
What's the game?
The mug collection might go well, because we've come up with a little game called The Truth and the Tea with MPB.
Mad in that picture.
You do. That's why we want it.
Why are you wearing so much fabric?
So you kind of did this on Hey Queen, but I feel like you were holding back a little bit on Hey Queen.
Wait,
so
we're gonna bring to do a ripoff of somebody else's shit?
We're gonna I want her truth. I want Nicole's truth.
Okay.
I want Nicole's truth and you know, a little behind the scenes action.
Wesley, right. Are you in here?
Talk to us.
Will you bring me some Sprite? I made this drink a little too strong. Jessica Wilde. I love Jessica Wilde so much. Is that my question? What do I want to pick about?
I want some truth and I want some tea about Miss Jessica Wilde. Come on.
Okay.
What do you know?
Jessica Wilde, I do believe them getting drunk on that alcohol ACE thing is the reason there's a 2-drink minimum on the show now. That's some tea. Did y'all know that already? No. This is
2-drink minimum, really.
Now there's 2-drink minimum.
God,
now,
Jessica
Wilde was one of my favorites from my season, and she continues to be my favorite. She does the hairography, which I love. I think they got so drunk during that Aussie, the absolute vodka Aussie. I can't even say it. Thank God. Not thank God I wasn't there for that, but I would have fucked that up too. But they got so drunk, I think they're the reason now that you only allowed to have two drinks on the show. There's a 2-drink minimum maximum.
Where's the fun in that, though?
Not 2-drink minimum. Yeah. Because they got so drunk that I think the liquor sponsor was, like, nervous or something. You know what I mean?
I think there was some, like, drag queens with unlimited drinks.
There was some liability. There was, like, some liability issues on how drunk they got drinking the Asaista.
Well, their product works. It's set out to do what they...
It was delicious. And it's not like they were driving. We were basically kidnapped the whole time. Yeah. I mean, you're in drag queen prison. Have you? This is what I call it. I call it drag queen prison, drag race. Because all you see is drag queens and people shuffling drag queens. That's all. queens walking, that's what they say. Queens walking when you're going from one room to the other one. Queens walk.
How many walking, times?
Because they were saying drag queens walking.
How many times did they have to stop filming so that you guys could like shave and reapply?
Oh no, they don't do none of that. They don't stop filming anything. And as a matter of fact, if you during lunch when you're sitting at tables, if you talk about anything that has to do with the day, they will come in and be like, "Stop talking." They call it story. Stop talking story. So like, if we were in a fight or something, or we were talking about an outfit in the on camera, and we go to lunch for 5 minutes while they throw some cold pollo choco at us. El pollo taco I don't know what it was. Some chicken stuff. Chicken el pollo. I don't know what it was. It was Mexican. It was constant. Anyway, and you don't give queens Mexican constantly. I'm just letting you know. Anyway, so if you talked about, like, if we were discussing this on camera, if we got off camera and we're on our lunch break and we're like, oh yeah, what about that outfit? You know what? You should add a little, you should do this to it or you should do that to it. They're like, stop talking story. We'll separate y'all. Prison yard shit. You know what I mean?
So you girls are like a chain gang.
Oh yeah. But look, me and Tatiana, for the short time I was there, I would get a bottle of wine from the downstairs restaurant every night. And me and Tatiana would go put our little feet in the pool and talk. She had a crazy, I thought I really got close to Tatiana. That's another thing. When you're trapped with people, they're the only ones to talk to. You know, they don't, there she is. Yay! There's old Tatiana. We love her. Yeah, when you're trapped with somebody, I mean, there's no other option but to talk to the ones that's going to talk to you. So I guess, you know, you think you create these relationships that you really don't. It's just that you don't have anybody else to talk to. So they're talking to you. You know what I mean? My nose is highlighted to the gods. Okay. We come that. Well, every time I got forward, it was like lighting up like I was leading a fucking reindeer or whatever. Anyway, go ahead. So Tatiana, we love Tatiana. Great comeback story.
We do love Tatiana.
I like what.
Definitely.
I liked her talent that she did. That was a great talent. That's a great talent. Oh, the spoken word. Like, the spoken word thing. I might boost that if I have to go back.
Yours would be epic, I think, Nicole.
Mine would be really, yes, I'm doing just like Tatiana did. But this is not about those hands. It's about this Adam's apple, my friends. That's an exclusive.
The same apple.
Yeah, you have to edit that out. You have to keep that for the archives if I get on the show and that's in there.
Yeah.
You can't be edited, right? Okay. Here. Confidentiality agreement. You can't air that. Okay.
All right. Let's talk about the biggest redemption story, Miss Shangela, because watching those first episodes, woo, girl.
I think this bitch has somebody on. Like, she's fucked somebody on casting. There, she had to like suck somebody off to be like on that show so many times. How else do you get on there so much? She's fucked somebody. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't. I mean, if you saw her on season one, you would not be like, "Let's bring her back," right? You're not thinking that. You're not thinking that. You're not thinking bring her back six times.
Yeah, right? And even when she first came back in season three, like she still wasn't well received.
I'm just like, can I get a fucking blue check on Twitter? And this bitch gets like 22 chances to get $1 million, girl. Give me a break. And then she's on the Star Is Born. She's on a fucking Star Is Born with fucking Gaga. What are you taking me through? She's at the Oscars. She's wearing Christian Siriano. This bitch is living the life, and I'm over it. I'm like, I will pop out of the box for the next fucking 10 seasons. I don't care. Girl, give me this life. She ain't got no, and she hasn't done her makeup since season two. Oh, it makes me mad. I'm over it. And I love Christian Siriano. If you go to my Instagram, there's a lovely picture of him grabbing my ass on there when he was in a. Yes. Yeah, just find that on my Instagram so you can insert it right here. Oh.
We
anyway,
can.
And she's wearing his gown.
Yeah, we can flash up your Instagram, girl.
I think actually, I was going to say I got sexually assaulted, but I think I actually put his hand on my ass in that photo, but.
That's sexual assault if you're asking for
it. I was so upset because all I brought that night was like a basic cat suit and like another little basic outfit. And I'm like, Christian Siriano's in here. I needed to bring in a fucking rah-rah crazy costume I made. So he'd be like, who made that? And I'm like, me.
See, maybe you need to be on Project Runway next time. Okay,
No, I can't sew, bitch. I can hot glue the house down. You know, I made Sonique and Morgan McMichael's outfit for the first episode. I basically made those bitches' outfits, and Morgan won. And did I get a thank you? No. I was actually with her this weekend. I brought this up, and she goes, I think I did thank you, but they didn't air that. I was like, I think I'll remember that.
Right. Yeah, right.
Like
right.
the staff Sonique carried out. I was like, you need a staff. You need da-da-da. I basically got those.
They did you
two bitches together, so I could be third place on that episode. Yeah, totally. And then even our costumes, we made our outfits for the short episode two. That was all me. I was the only one who had all that stuff. I brought all the fringe. Girl, I had a hot glue gun and all the glue sticks. I literally was in it because there's a list if you need something. It's prison. Can I get some sandwiches? Can I? Yeah. So you know how you feel out there. Have you ever been to jail? People at home have been to jail. I've only been to jail for a short amount of time, but I've dated a lot of people that have spent a lot of time in jail. So I understand the books and all that kind of stuff. And this is basically like that. You go in, can I get a glue stick, please? I had to basically halt all construction on everybody's clothes for the second episode, for the first episode, for us to get more glue sticks. I was like, I'm not sharing another fucking glue stick until they deliver more up in here. Because at first they brought the little tiny ones. I was like, no, I've got the big old industrial. No. Anyway, yeah, it's drag queen prison. All right. What was the question, Shangela? Okay, so you're gonna ask me about every bitch on my season? Okay, I got it.
Yeah, pretty much.
But could you use current photos? Why you gotta use the most ratchet picture of everybody?
Because that's what we wear.
Who's in charge of these photos?
It's Steve.
Okay, what you should do is you should put a then and now photo of everybody up.
We should.
Oh shit. We can do that in post production.
We'll do that for you.
Oh no, but then I'm not gonna be able to talk about the photos. No, you guys air what you show me now. You're not gonna do that to me in editing. Okay, so this is Mystique. And I love Mystique. She's a Southern Belle. She don't know where she's from. She's from Houston or Chicago, depending on what day
she's from. Bitch, I am from Chicago.
She loves a two-piece and a biscuit. What else is Mystique? I mean, I like her. We've done a lot of out-of-town bookings because both of our prices are really low, so they can afford for both of us at the same time. You know, we're the only on the show, so we're all star material. It's only us left, unless they want to give, you know, a couple of the other season two girls like a third or fourth chance.
Did Tammy Brown go on All Stars?
Tammy Brown was the very first All Stars.
Yeah.
She was the
Tammy Brown. I love that bitch, girl, but you cannot compete with the voices in her head, honey. but girl, I will all day be on her Instagram or wherever listening to her talks with the girl. It's the best. Yeah, and that's for real. That's not for cameras, girl. That's some real shit. Like walking down the back alley of DragCon by ourselves, nobody else is around. She's Planet Tammy the whole time, every day, all day. I've never seen it be any different than off the planet. But she wasn't even the picture we were talking about, was it?
No, we were talking about the steak and two pieces and a biscuit and how you two come together like two pieces and a biscuit. You know, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Well, the thing is, whenever I saw that eating challenge on our season, they also did that eating challenge. They were which episode do you wish you were there for? I was like, there's lots of things I knew I'm glad I wasn't there for. That eating challenge, I was like, I'm out.
No way. You don't do that to drag queens.
I'm like, my mother is a restaurant manager, so I've never had, like, anywhere I've gone, my mother usually was in charge of the place. You know what I mean? So when I go to a restaurant, it's like, I'll scan the menu and see what's on every single thing and be like, can I have a salad that has this from that burger over here and a little, or can you put this? I'll make my own shit up. Because that's what I've been doing with my mom as the manager my whole life. Oh, get whatever you want, baby. You know what I mean? So I'm a terrible, I don't know where that was going either.
We loved it. Diva. We were hanging on every word.
Diva. All right, let's talk about someone who's on All Stars now.
Yay.
Pandora Bock.
Goodness, I love Pandora, but girl, can I just get out of the way? Another one of them. How many times has she been on there? She looks good. She's giving exactly. me like, tell me about it, stud. I mean, right there, she looked really good. She like, and when she showed up, girl, I was like, ooh, nervous. But she's so ageism. She's aged herself to the carpet on this new season. I'm like, calm down. You're 900 and you're still journeying it. Stop it. The only time I was kind of like proud of her when she's like, you're a fucking legend, Pandora. But she said it, but she didn't even say it like that. She said, it's your Pandora. You're a legend. I'm like, girl, bitch, you're a fucking legend. Own that shit. There's a mirror right there. You know what I mean? Catch it. You're Pandora fucking box. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you know what? There's always something about her fashion aesthetic that's not right there. You know what I mean? It's like, it's always just, and that's why she's in the top, but she ain't winning. There's because, you know what I'm saying? She's right there. She's tiptoeing at it. But the thing is, she's so committed to her aesthetic, she's not going to be able to tip it over.
I think it's like a New York thing, right? Like all of us New Yorkers.
I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is, but it needs to stop, girl. You got to listen to. You got to listen to the mirror, girl. It's not lying. It's right there. I see it right there, and it's saying, girl, you should have stayed with us. But whatever. It's not lying. But, you know, I love Pandora, but I love her to death. But we didn't need it. I don't think we need to see this a third time. You know what I'm saying? I love her to death, but I didn't need to see.
I agree with you.
It's the same thing. I love her to death, but ain't nothing changed. You know, when I go on the show, I'm going to everybody that I know, and I'm taking their fucking opinion. And because you obviously got to do something that's not you to shock them into to seeing your ass. You know what I mean? And so that's the whole name of the game. So to go there with the same dress length. Hitting the tip of those platform shoes, you know, it's just not, you know, give us a try back, you know, give us she needs to just go rah with it. You need to take what you're doing and ask as somebody who's like 19 years old, what they do to that and try it, you know? And I think that she's not a reach out sort of opinion sort of person. And I don't think you progress that way. I'm like, you know, I ask people's opinion. I keep young people around me because I don't know how to work half these electronics. And secondly, because they doing shit I don't know how to do. You know what I mean? And if you want to stay current and be something that's wanted to be seen currently in the world, you have to do something current. Is Jeffrey frozen or just mean mugging me?
That's just his face, girl.
She has absent features sometimes. Let it go.
Because I'm talking about Pandora, I love her though. All that comes with love.
Oh, no. Bitch,
I think she needed to take her whole package to somebody half her age and say, "What do you think? What would you change about this? You know what I mean?"
Well, that's the thing because.
Right? Well, I'm sure she is. If I'm 48, bitch, and I look like this, and she looks at least 2 years older than me. But she also had the All Stars touch up too. Those are not her original lips. Ugh. That's not her, you know. I don't know if I'm willing to do that yet. I don't know if I'm willing to do the All Star touch up. I haven't had anything done yet. I might go get me one of those vampire things where it's like just sucks all the blood to the top and gives me start over fresh and with like a whole new sheet of skin. I might do something like that, but I don't know about pumping and changing shit right before I go on a show. And then suddenly like, oh, where's Pandora? I'm Pandora. Yeah, it's a whole different case. I don't know about that. And remember when Remember when Morgan McMichaels went on All Stars and her lips were in her nose? That's not right. There she is. That's my sister right there. But no, now, but now you got to show like her All Star photo where she is like this. The lips are like, they're like, I was like, sis, I think I messaged her. I don't know. I may have said it on a live or something. Where are you going, Jeffrey?
Listen, I'm fat. My ass hurt. I had to stand up.
Oh, girl, your ass fell asleep. I told you I could ramble on. We've only been through 6 of the cast. Now, I love Morgan Michaels. Now, she, okay, so my father-in-law lives out in Riverside. So we were wanting to go spend some more time outside. So Pandora, Morgan McMichaels has set me up with, you know, constantly going out to work with her. We were out there probably every other month before the pandemic hit, you know. So I'm super grateful for that. And yeah, she gives me all the insight and like the politics on how to do the roof stuff and what not to say, what not to be doing, and what I should be doing. Of course, I don't implement anything of it, but at least I know it, you know. If I do choose to use the information later in life, currently I haven't implemented any of it. Because apparently you can email them and like beg to be on the show. The most, I don't know if you saw my Instagram.
We did.
Instagram post where I was like, hello, or my Twitter, like, hey, Rue, can I be on All Stars? You know, it's been like 20 years. I like, hey, there it is. Yeah, can I get on this RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars? It's been so long. Most people never heard of me. I was the number 10 queen to walk in the workroom. I'm ready to come get my 10s from All Stars. Right? That was a good little da da da. It doesn't sound too thirsty, but I was just testing the waters of my fans, and it didn't get like, I wouldn't say it went viral, but I personally was pleased with the reaction. I mean, it's like, it's not like it didn't get like a bunch of thousands of shares and likes or. I mean, I don't even know if it even went into the thousands, to be honest. But I was pleased with it. You know, I mean, but thing is, no response from them. And then they usually give me a birthday wish on July 8th. My birthday is July 9th. They give me a birthday wish every year on July 8th. Nothing this year after I made my post. I'm like, oh my God, am I in trouble? And then I was like, oh, and then they didn't wish me happy birthday either. I guess, whatever.
Oh, the shade of it all.
But process of elimination, it's only me and Mystique left, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, we're talking about Morgan and her new lips on All Stars. She had the lip glow up on All Stars.
All right, let's talk about Miss Sahara Davenport.
Oh, rest her soul. So whenever we did Night of a Thousand Gowns, me, Sonique got brought into New York for a Night of a Thousand Gowns, which is they do royal courts and stuff like that up in New York. It's not really a big thing in the South, I don't think, but they have courts. I don't know what it is. It's like a charity thing. They raise lots of money. But anyway, we were invited to the Night of a Thousand Gowns, and Sahara was also there, and her partner Manila was running around with us. So we were perform and do the runway and do all this kind of stuff and make an appearance. So she basically was our host, and Sahara doesn't smoke, but Manila did. And Sonique doesn't, but I did. So me and Manila became close friends. And they just like took such good care of us in New York. I just have such fond memories of, you know, like her taking the terror out of the subway for us. You know, it's just like, oh, girl, I know where I am. And me I didn't feel lost because they were such hosts. And then I just have that. I'm glad that I have that. On the show, there wasn't really much time because, you know, I didn't spend much time there. But, and also she was really focused. And I was at pool every night with Tatiana with the bottle of wine. But it was just cool to have that weekend with her. And so neat, and it was really cool, yeah. And it was a shock because I had no idea that when she passed that she even had health issues, to be honest, you know. So yeah, but it's cool. Yeah, I have very fond memories of Sahara, and okay. Yes, I have great memories of Juju also, because right after the show, before the show, I went to Boston and It was funny because she was like, you know, local queen, but everybody knew she was about to make big, right? I was on my way to P-Town. We spent a couple of days in Boston visiting my friend and his husband and also Jujubee. And we were in Highway Drag and we're titting around. She's like, Nicole's here. And I was showing me around on her like little stomach. Oh, that's such a good photo. Oh, yeah, that's at, it's Midtown Moon now. We won't mention the name it was then because... Yeah, I would, God, I love that hair. I need to do me another piece like that. But anyway, we were running around town at High Horse Drag. It's me, Wes, right? You were there. This is Boston, right? Were you? You met us in P-Town. You didn't meet us in Boston, did you? Boston. Were you in Boston? We were running around with Jujubee that night, and we tried to get in to see Nina Flowers, and they're like, we never heard of y'all. And they went, let it take, girl. They were like, sorry, man. Get in this. We were like, wait till the show starts airing, bitch. And we'd walk from Juju's little home bar, which is kind of like a little booger bar or whatever. Not a booger bar, but it wasn't the rah-rah bar. But Nina Flowers was at the DJing and making her tour. And there was a line all the way down the street, girl. And we're like, you can't say anything yet. It wasn't announced at this point. So we were just like, I'm with this local bitch and I'm from Atlanta. And they're like, never heard of you, bitch. Because we went to P-Town. It was like the last weekend before it was all going to be, and I was not going to be a normal person anymore. Right? That was the last real normal trip we ever took, right? That was before the show aired, wasn't it? Yeah, it was right before the show aired. Yeah. And we went to P-Town. Oh, my God. And it was right after we got done filming, and I went up there, and yeah, it was so much fun, but they were like, never do you hit it. And then we were like, blue cobblestone roads all the way back to her bar. And we're like, and I'm looking at her like, I thought you were fucking legendary in this town. Because if we were in Atlanta, we would have, in Atlanta, because I was working at every bar in the city. And look, I have a thing. Once I've been hired by that bar, I'm an employee for life. I don't do lines. I don't do covers. I get an employee discount at the bar. You know what I'm saying? I'm an employee for life. Once I perform there, for life. Girl, so I thought Juju was going to be showing me around like we were VIP girls. She's like, let's go see. Get to the back of the bus, bitch. But we did go inside. We just didn't go into where. No, I think we did go inside. We just didn't go to where she was at. We were down in the little like, we were down in the little non $25 ticket. But of course, I was like, I'm not paying to get in here, bitch. No. Yeah. We didn't have our checks yet. You don't get paid. You don't get the check until the episode airs. Y'all know that?
Really?
All right. Let's talk about your friend, Raven.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, so you're sitting at home like this. Don't do nothing. Edit it out.
What you talk about, you got a check.
You don't get paid until when you get paid for each episode you're on.
Oh, so they only paid you per episode. Oh.
What do you think they pay us for?
Well, I thought they would just like pay you to commit to the season. Like, you know,
No, girl. They pay you per episode.
Oh,
and
shit.
And our whole season, the prize was $20,000. So can you imagine what the pay was per episode?
$2.
Yeah.
It wasn't $2, bitch. I wouldn't have showed up for no $2.
Which I always thought that was like real fucking rude. That the next season,
okay,
I
pop this
the prize
up.
Money jacked up.
Girl, of course it did because right, we went first season on VH1. Okay. Oh, you're not going to cut me and Jeffrey off. First off, me and Jeffrey were in the middle of a conversation.
Go. Wait, what side is he on? This side. This motherfucker, this girl, it's all right.
That's all right.
Like, I'm just trying to get the scoop here, okay?
I forgot to ask how much this episode's paying me. I forgot to ask that.
I like
you're going to get mugged.
I'm going to get a mug. I'm going to get mugged. Okay, pop this next bitch up. Who's
Raven.
Who's next? Oh, Raven. Okay, well, the thing about Raven is you see how she wears closed-toe shoes? And if you ever watch her on her Tudor Boot show and she's letting somebody have it, it's because they got an old sling bag with an open toe. You want to know why? Because she doesn't have pretty feet, probably. And she has an issue with that. She said, I had acrylic toenails on the show. So if there are anybody, if there is anybody out there with foot fetish, I have started an OnlyFans.
Oh, we're hearing it here first.
And it, no. Well, clearly you're not following me on Twitter or Instagram if you're hearing that first here. Who said that? Who's in trouble? Which accent said that? Oh, Luke? Oh, really? You don't have Twitter in Australia?
I don't use Twitter. I really don't.
Oh, my goodness. But you're producing all this craziness from all around.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing it badly, though.
Okay. Well, I really was shocked by the behind-the-scenes stuff. But she's from LA and she knows the name of the game and she knew what she was doing, you know? And it's also part of her character. That mean bitch is really part of her character. But she really is nice. If you see our Instagram story now, we've worked together many times afterwards, you know. And I also think she was kind of taken aback at the reunion by. Yeah, that's us at that's before we ever saw what happened on the show. That's at the premiere in LA. What's gonna happen? So yeah, she was still super like, you know what I'm saying? So even there, before the show aired, she knew what was about to happen, but she's like, yeah, but no, she's good television. Mm. And she's an amazing makeup artist, as we get to see every week on RuPaul's Face.
Exactly.
All right, what about your winner?
Nah, that bitch, she's like, I took my 20 grand and got some teeth.
You want to know what my husband just did for the 12th on Thursday? It just popped up on my fucking calendar. He made me a dental appointment. Bitch, I just saw a fucking dental appointment pop up on my fucking screen here. Yeah, I really didn't know. I didn't know Tyra, and we didn't really get the chance to know each other. We worked together once or twice. We've both been arrested in Cobb County. That's where the similarities are.
I can't with this bitch.
last but not least, we've got your girl Kylie Sonique. Love
Sonique. Now Sonique is my sister. I'm so proud of her. Kylie, yes, I'm sorry, I need to call her Kylie, but the thing is, I know her real name, her birth name, so I've gone through many transitions of names with her. But the thing is, me and Sonique were roommates before the show, not when we were auditioning. Yes. Oh my god, we were just so bad on that. And she did, and I did, and she did. Okay, and that, I don't owe her money for the couch, by the way. She was leaving town and nowhere to fucking put this couch. And she's like, look, I'm either gonna leave it in a dumpster or come get this couch, Nicole. And I was like, well, I got a fucking patio I can put it on. So we couched, and it was like, patio. But anyway.
She took your $20 for that couch.
Yeah. She did.
Bitch.
I mean, I probably did say I was going to send her money, but there was no Venmo or Cash App then. How was I going to send money? It was so long ago.
Congratulations. Luke is paying for your couch. That's what you won.
Yeah. No, Sonique is doing amazing. It was funny because her roommate at the time was the owner of my sister's room here in Atlanta, MSR. And I was working at that bar also. And I was like, I was going up to tell her I had to cancel some dates. I was like, I had to cancel some dates with you from here to here because I'm going to go visit my mother in Tennessee. And she's like, oh, really? Because Kylie, at that time it was Sonique is going to visit her mother down in South Georgia, those same exact dates. I was like, and that's how we found out that we were on the show. So like, you see our fake ass, my God, what are you doing?
You bitches knew.
Because we already knew. We never come. Kylie's very, like, I saw Kylie in Vegas. Me and Shauna, my drag mother, were in Vegas recently, and Kylie came out to see the show because she's living there now. And I was just like, she wouldn't confirm the show. She would not confirm the show. And then finally, she was like, she gave me a smidge of a hint, on my Vegas trip, but it was coming out like 2 days later. I'm like, really, you're gonna fucking tell me now? She's not told me anything about anything on the show. She won't give me. I'm just like, damn. So she's much better at holding it than I am. But I'm super proud of her. I mean, it's amazing that she gets to represent not just her. I'm not really. I've always seen Kylie as Kylie. She's never really been a boy to me. So it's not really a surprise to see her in this form. You know what I mean? I don't think that even in her interviews on season 2, she was just I could see they were so uncomfortable when she was out of drag, you know, and it was just like she just didn't even want to do that, to be there for that part, you know. And that's why I don't know if she's publicly confirmed or denied, but I do believe that she was already on hormone treatments before she got on season two, and that she stopped the hormone treatments to be on season two, you know. And then that's an NFL. You can't really fuck with your chemistry like that. So I've seen Kylie in the whole gamut of this trip, of this, you know, this evolution, you know. So I'm super excited, you know. And I message her and call her, and she's Kylie's actually here at City Winery with us on the 8th with Whiskey Magazine. So I'm excited to be seeing her, you know. And yeah, so that's we started together. So to be on this journey with her is just like fabulous.
What's the future for Nicole Paige Brooks? Obviously, I think you are overdue for All Stars. I think you would make a great All Star. You're notorious. Like, you cannot say your name without people knowing who you are. I think it's time,
I'm very,
right?
I'm very proud. Yes. I mean, I'm a say yes type of person. So I'm up to just about anything. I have a meeting with somebody to narrate Drunk Disney Theater, which is going to be here soon, but I haven't said yes to that. I mean, there's so many things that I'm doing a lot of extra work and background work here in Atlanta, kind of to research how to do a television show at all, because I kind of want to write and produce my own sort of thing, kind of based on pre-RuPaul, you know, how I ended up in that place, you know. Comedy / murder mystery, I think, because there was like a strange thing that happened when I first came out that I thought I could throw in there. But anyway, and then there's also, you know, I'm on Twitter. I've got two posts on my TikTok now. I'm on Instagram. I'm currently locked out of Facebook. Oh. So yes, and let me tell you my Facebook saga. So
yes, go.
So I got hacked, and so then I changed my boy page, Brian, to Nicole, and then my fan page had a blue check mark on it, which was connected to my Nicole Facebook, but that one was still up and verified. So when I changed my Brian to Nicole and started friend requesting everybody, because I don't have my Brian one. When I changed it to Nicole and started requesting people, I got reported for impersonating a celebrity. And I'm currently under investigation, and it consistently says, come back here, because of COVID, you are locked out. So that's my Facebook drama. So please follow me on Instagram and Twitter if you want to know anything about me. And if you want to contact me, don't do it on Facebook. My friends probably recorded me. Oh, and then I also have a UK court tour coming up in December. Follow me on my Instagram and my Twitter for all that information. I'm about to be doing, the links. The links are already up to my UK. And I want to come to Australia, so I'm sure that y'all have connections there to hook that up for me. You let me know, and I'm on my way.
You might want to wait a little while. We got some COVID issues here at the moment, so just hang off.
Okay, get vaccinated, Ray. Please do your part. Just get vaccinated. Are you both vaccinated? Are you role models? Are you a holder? Luke is a role model. You're vaccinated, Lucas, but you're not, Steve?
Absolutely.
Well, there's a vaccine shortage here in Australia at the moment, so... It's a big drama,
because of his work in this area. And aren't you, he'll be on a waiting list.
Girl, look, I was like, my son has asthma. Everybody in the house was allowed to go that day. It was like, yeah, immediately. But yeah, I was like, sign me up. I want to hurry up and find out if my arm is going to fall off, grow a third leg. Who knows? I do think my voice got a little deeper.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Nicole. You've been amazing.
Well, thank you for having me.
We'll make sure that everyone can follow you on everything they possibly can. Even when you're out of Facebook jail, we'll make sure that they can follow you there. I really hope we see you on All Stars. All Stars 7.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead and put that out there. Start tweeting, start a campaign. Somebody started a petition, but only like four people signed it, so it was kind of sad.
That's all right. We'll do like a cheer video for you. We're gonna make it happen.
All right.
So thank you for joining us, Nicole. You have a lovely evening, and we will see you hopefully on the big screen soon.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you.
Your perfect dick size.
What's the perfect dick size? Mine.